Good morning from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church in beautiful Silver Hill, Alabama, and welcome to our Sunday morning worship encouragement, God's Loving Kindness in the Morning. Let's begin with Martin Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me through the night from all harm and danger. I pray that you would keep me this day from all sin and evil, that in all my thoughts and words and deeds I may serve and please you. Into your hands I commend my body and soul and all that is mine. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil one may have no power over me. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. His throne is in heaven. The Lord is near to all who are of a humble and a contrite spirit. He hears the requests of the penitent and listens to their prayers. Let us therefore draw near with boldness to his throne of grace and confess our sins. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the greatness of thy compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, I have sinned, and done what is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified when thou dost speak, and blameless when thou dost judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, thou dost desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part thou wilt make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lutherans subscribe to the great confessions of faith of the early church. God has not changed, and our faith remains firm in the teachings of the Bible. That's why we often share what is called the Apostles' Creed in our weekly worship. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Well, let's pray together as we ready our hearts for today's Bible reading. Gracious Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to the earth and sharing your good news of salvation for mankind. Open your holy word to us this morning. Along with our Heavenly Father and your Holy Spirit, minister to our hearts and nurture us in your word. Amen. We have a world that denies God. World leaders don't like being denied, and they may even kill people who disagree with them. We have seen that in the past. We see it now. Terrorism exists because people reject their government or authority structures. People in denial have a problem with trust. It is not just an issue with denial, but it is even more basic. We have begun the season of Lent. This is the season that we see Jesus where he proclaims that God is right and the power structure is wrong. Jesus Christ was following God's plan to pay the price of sin. Mankind has been in denial when it comes to sin and its consequences since the Garden of Eden. Jesus Christ in this Lenten season reminds us that God is right and we are wrong. There is no excuse for our rebellion when we look at the facts. We are looking today at Psalm 25, verses 1 through 10. Psalmist David talks about God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Well, let's take a closer look. The central question relates to God. What do we know about God? The big idea we know here is this. We can trust God. Here's what we know from this psalm. 1. There is only one to whom we can go with our heartaches and complaints in life. There is no one else who can understand the human heart and comfort us. The psalmist says, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul," recognizing this truth. Then he affirms his relationship with God. "O my God, I trust in you." So we have a level of trust here. Then David says an interesting thing. He trusts God, but he still has feelings of doubt. He says, "Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." You and I do want our own way, but that is not always the way of the Lord. David asks God to agree with him. He understands that God needs to agree with no person. He tells God, "Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause." That is, David recognizes that God is in control and that God will accomplish what is right and good. 2. If God is right and we are wrong, there is a problem here. The psalmist recognizes that God's way is not his. He asks to know God. He says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." You see, God knows what is coming. He knows our likes and our dislikes, and he knows the outcome of events and life itself. That's why our Heavenly Father sent Jesus Christ, because God knew we needed a Savior, even though sinful mankind denied the need. Well, Psalmist David just asks that God would take over leadership in his life. He knows that his vision is tied to the moment, but God's vision is infinite. If God can see what is ahead, that means that God can be a help in any kind of human trouble. David says, "Lead me in your truth and teach me." Then David pens a real qualifier here. "For you are the God of my salvation." Salvation is Bible talk for saving. David is telling God to save him because there is no one else. That is why David explains to God, "I am waiting on you, Father. On you I wait all the day." Our Heavenly Father has no need to rely on memory. In fact, yesterday, today, and tomorrow are all the same. Every event is now for God. The psalmist asks God to look at his life situation and be close to him. "Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from old," he writes. That is, "God, you know me and have been kind to me as far back as I can remember." Many times our past haunts us. We remember what we were, what we did, how we acted. Some of those memories are pretty dismal. You and I cannot undo time or correct events that are long gone. Have you been there? Have you got mistakes and transgressions, sins that just bother you, but there's nothing you can do because of the past? Psalmist David knew that. "Do you remember the sins of my youth?" he says. "Don't remember them, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord." David is saying, "Have good memories of me, O God." Now we get to the third point of this psalm. God is good. David writes, good and upright is the Lord. In Hebrew poetry, we often find that an idea is stated and then it is repeated in different words. Do you know how David restates, good and upright is the Lord? God's goodness and uprightness comes this way. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. Contrary to the teaching of some philosophers and theologians, God has not given up on people. God seeks to reveal his way to each of us. We all sin daily and we miss God's mark for living. But guess what? Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The last verse, verse 10, summarizes the whole psalm. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. God loves you and wants to reveal his truth and direction to you. He sent his son Jesus Christ to teach and lead us 2,000 years ago. But he also sent the son to die on the cross of Calvary to save us. David assures us that we need saving, and our loving Heavenly Father will do what is necessary. That meant the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ on the cross. No wonder we can say with David, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. As we end our time together, let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Receive the Lord's benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, please join us for worship this morning at 10 a.m. if you can. Zion Lutheran Church is a liturgical traditional Lutheran church located in Silver Hill on the corner of 4th Avenue and 7th Street. We are one block south of State Highway 104 and two blocks west of Highway 55. If you find the Silver Hill Library landmark, you are just a block away. Look for our signs. Want more information about our Lutheran Fellowship? Come to our website, www.lutheransinsilverhill.com, or give us a call at 945-5209. May God bless you in your spiritual walk this week, and don't forget to catch God's loving kindness in the morning next Sunday, same time and same place on your radio dial. We are entering the season of Lent with worship opportunities each Wednesday, beginning with Ash Wednesday, February 25th, and ending April 1. Each Wednesday, we will have a light soup and sandwich supper at 6 p.m. in the Zion Fellowship Hall, followed by a Lenten Vespers service in our church sanctuary at 7 p.m. Monday-Thursday Vespers will be on April 9th at 7 p.m. Our Good Friday Tenebrae service will be on April 10 at 7 p.m. Remember Jesus and his passion during Lent. If you do not have a midweek service available at your church, please join us for supper and evening vespers. Have you had the opportunity to bless a child in India or in Baldwin County? Zion Lutheran Church understands that the Holy Spirit brings people together within the body of Christ to accomplish His will. We have two mission projects that perhaps the Holy Spirit might plant on your heart. The first project relates to the Dalit children in Charala. We used to call the Dalit people the Untouchables. Children are the hope of the Indian Church in many ways, but the Dalits are out of the education loop in India. St. Paul's Lutheran Public School in Charala, Andhra Pradesh, India, can use our help for Dalit education. The second potential project relates to you if you live north of I-10 and south of I-65 in Baldwin County. We at Zion believe that the Lord wants to establish a Lutheran fellowship in this area. If the Lord lays the needs of the Dalit children on your heart, or if you desire to be part of a Lutheran fellowship in North Baldwin, please call us at 945-5209.